Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on the hotline. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Craig. That call with Steve down there at the Grotto Club brought a much-needed smile on my face this morning. Reminded me about the experiences I had as a very young child back 50, 60 years ago when we would spend a fair amount of time at the Grotto Club with my grandmother and grandfather, especially around Christmas time. And that those are still very fond memories.
Still going strong at the Grotto Club.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, bad week, Mike.
Tough, sad week for sure. And we seems like we just get through one tragedy and another one occurs, and it's just really sad for the community of Oxford, the parents of the children that were killed and those that are wounded, and it's been a really tough week indeed.
What are we going to do, or what can we do?
Well, right now, what we can do is just make sure that we stay out of the way and let that community grieve and get through the process. In parallel to that, but not out in front of it, we can studiously look at what actually happened once it is revealed and see, you know, if there are breaks in the systems that need to be addressed. But right now, it's not time to grandstand and not time to get in front of what needs to happen in that community.
But I don't know, it's unthinkable that a 15-year-old can bring a gun to school.
It's unthinkable to have any child bring a gun to school. It's unthinkable to have a child post the kinds of things that that young man posted on social media. It's unthinkable about the kinds of comments that he may have received in support of his postings on social media. There is a long list of unthinkable things that that we have in this world today.
So I'm sure that's going to be kind of front and center when you go back.
It's not going to go away, and it never has gone away. We've evaluated different things that and contemplated different things. It boils down to, Greg, is that, you know, there's a lot of dangerous things that occur in our lives, and it's just a very narrow path, because we could work toward eliminating all of those risks, but the outcome is pretty negative if we're not careful. That's why these things require careful analysis, and we should not forget that the investments in systems, in training, in communication, in education, though it didn't prevent the four unfortunate deaths, the teachers, the staff, even the students, and especially the law enforcement, their reaction, no question, mitigated bad outcome. Of course, it did not eliminate it. So there's lots to be learned from that.
But those kids are harmed for life, and that were involved in that.
So are all the kids watching TV as these videos are replayed over and over and over again. Should we stop those too? You know, that's the kind of question you have to be willing to have the courage and be willing to explore, because I'm not suggesting that we should. I'm just saying that's how broad we have exposure that probably isn't very healthy for kids in our culture today.
Yeah, it just seems there would be some way that we could keep weapons away from people that are underage or under the age of 18, or it's mind numbing.
I understand. It hurts the heart of every one of us in the deepest, most profound way, and it's lasting. It's not something that goes away, and we fully understand.
Yeah. So it looks like there is some progress, between the Republicans and the governor with the lump sums of money?
We continue to break up the federal and state dollars that are a result of of COVID into buckets of attention that are high priorities for the state of Michigan. And this week we released a supplemental north of $3 billion to aggressively go after some of the more critical and chronic problems we have in our water infrastructure. From the dams that were destroyed up in the Midland area to the lead line service replacements in every community. This is something that's unprecedented, and I hope the governor, we included most of what the governor recommended, but then included more beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the perfect use of these one-time money where capital-constrained projects are needed. We've documented the need, but for this unique situation, it would be hard for us to aggregate that kind of money at one time. So I think it's a very responsible response, and you'll see more of those kinds of things. Specifically, for instance, a similar one, probably not quite as big, but a similar one that's directed toward mental health, which takes us back to what happened this week.
Yeah, and that's a whole other side of it. But, You know, Jackson was one of the first communities really to identify this lead pipe situation. I assume we'll be in line for at least some of that money.
Oh, no question about it. In fact, the first tranche that Jackson applied for but did not get, I have personally inquired into, and it was just a ranking process. There was no political judgment applied to it, and I was told by the agency that it does that review and does that awarding of grants that Jackson's next application will clearly be in the receiving end of that, and so nobody should be dismayed, and this should be a project that there are matching amounts required by local communities for certain elements of these grants, but I believe City of Jackson governance has already recognized that, and they're setting monies aside so that it can be used effectively.
Anything else going on we should know about, Mike?
Well, there's a lot of activity going on around economic development.
Yep.
And large potential investments in business by business, particularly related to the next generation of transportation, specifically electric vehicles. Michigan is in the center of being considered for all of that, and the legislature is finely tuned to do our part to make sure Michigan can be competitive and have a very reasonable chance to maintain our leadership in the world with respect to transportation. And that's sucking up a significant amount of our time this month, and it will until we adjourn somewhere around the 15th or 16th of December.
Yeah, this new economic group was formed this week. That sounded positive.
Yeah. There's a lot of organized and slightly less organized groups putting their shoulders into doing everything possible to make sure that Michigan is competitive and is welcome and open to these kinds of investments. There's going to be billions and billions of dollars deployed over the next 24 months on this technology, and we have an obligation to put our best foot forward and provide. You know, the rules of the game have changed in terms of the kinds of expectations that businesses have for support. You might say grants for their investments, and mm-hmm. So we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge it. We don't have to say we like it. We don't have to say that we think it's right, but the rules of the game have changed, and all I need to do is reference to what the decision that Ford recently made about their choice to one of their next biggest investments going to the state of Tennessee versus Michigan. So we're paying very, I mean, I'm literally, I spent 80% of my time in the last 2 weeks have been on this topic.
Yeah, like they said, it's more than just finding a site for a plant.
And we don't have a culture in Michigan to identify sites, aggregate properties, or at least have options on the properties, ensure that there's various stages of completion so that, you know, one investor may not need it for 24 months, but they need to identify it. Another investor may need it immediately. And so I think what you're going to see coming out of the legislature.
Yeah, go ahead.
You hang up on me?
No.
Okay. I think what you're going to see coming out of the legislature in the coming days is a structure intended to be setting us up for perpetuity, to have an attitude toward having dollars available and a strategy, perpetual strategy for economic development along these lines.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Mike, have a great weekend.
Same to you, Greg. Thank you.
Appreciate it.